In a shutout, the Queens of Pain have prevailed as champions for a second year to win the Golden Skate Trophy of New York City's Roller Derby League, Gotham Girls. Although the season has ended, interest remains high in one of the country's fastest-growing sports, according to Ginger Snap, league president and blocker.
Roller Derby is the fastest, hardest-hitting, most delicious sport I've ever been a part of.
There are over 100 leagues around the U.S. Gotham Girls has four teams, the Brooklyn Bombshells, the Bronx Gridlock, the Manhattan Mayhem, and the 2006 champions, the Queens of Pain. But this is not your mom's bank track black and white afternoon television roller derby. Today's roller derby is played on a flat track, and most importantly,
it's not fixed.
Little Red Terror is vice president of Gotham Girls and a jammer for the Brooklyn Bombshells,
which was roller derby in the past. So the athleticism has just gotten more intense.
Lots of elbows, lots of body checking, and lots of hits.
A big part of the charm of roller derby is the theater that surrounds it. Punk rock and burlesque aesthetic enhance the spectator appeal. Skaters use pseudonyms like Jackie Assassin, Lady Batterly, Shirley Temple, and Amphetamine. The cheerleaders are called Jeerleaders. The Queens of Pain have an S&M mascot. Stevie Kicks is a blocker for the Queens of Pain.
There is an element of the theater in it, and that brings people in, but what I think keeps people coming back is they see how hard we work at it.
The hard work extends beyond the bout. Every player must do double duty like floor manager, marketer, or floor layer. Before each Gotham Girl bout, a sport court made of rubber tongue and groove pieces must be assembled to create the proper surface to skate on. This labor-intensive task is completed by, well, anyone around.
The girls that are skating, the girls that are not skating, refs, boyfriends, girlfriends. If you're a warm body and you want a free ticket, come early and you can help set up the sport court.
The Gotham Girls would like to lay down the floor permanently, but unfortunately, they are without a home.
This season has been rough for us as a league because we lost our home, the Skate Key rink in the Bronx. And so we've been skating outside all season, and it's been really hard for us to find venues to play in.
A Gotham Girls rink would also help bring more attention to this fast-growing sport, which is not only entertaining.
I think it's a great way to learn team sports. You get so much self-confidence from being strong and maybe some anger management.
With or without a home, the Gotham Girls 2007 season is expected to start soon. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.